Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Bumi, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Hello, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Sorry you couldn't get me earlier.
No, that's fine. That's okay. That's okay. I was actually just worried there for a moment to say I've been looking forward to this one, and I cannot get a hold of Bumi.
I couldn't miss it. Yeah. I couldn't miss it. And last week when you're not available, I wasn't also in a great space. And then when I saw you not there, I was like, oh, that's great. Then we'll come back next week and finish this off strong. I felt like your absence was grace for me to pick myself back up.
That's all right. So for me, it's really been a very quite an eye-opening and a highly inspirational series that we've spoken about becoming and also doing, where we talked about all sorts of things, getting literally ourselves off the sofa and get to do. And so we're going to be concluding with one last session. Yeah. Please do, before we get into today's session, perhaps for the sake of those who have not joined us before, or those who were there and just need a little recap.
Yeah. So I'm actually, it's very interesting that last week, even with everything that was happening, I had prepared something, right? And I think it's great that I didn't get to share it because God completely changed the message. And so today's message will sound a bit strange, but I just need people to hang in there. So when we first spoke, really spoke about what having a vision is, right? And what we spoke about was, I get the story of my mom. Struggling with us growing up, but she, while she had a seed in her hand, the little money that she had and all of that, she had a vision of a tree in her mind. And so everything she did was in service of that tree, right? And so having a vision is great, is exactly that, having something that you anticipate or look forward to, and then putting the saddle and working. And in the second week, I introduced the concept of, a lot of people have this whole thing twisted, where we want to have these things without first doing the thing that is necessary to do. And so what I introduced is a concept of be, do, and have. And what that is we have to be the person for whom it makes sense to do the things that will result in the things we want to have. And so I spoke about becoming. And then in the third week, we spoke about then doing the things that make sense to do for the person that you are. And today, we are essentially on the idea of having.
Having.
And yes. And I did say it's going to be a bit weird, but I need you to track with me. So I read something the other day that really, I frowned a bit when I read it because I was like, oh, come on. But the person who said this said, a lot of us suffocate our dreams by holding on to them so strongly. So we know what we want, right? I mean, we spoke about becoming the person. You are this person. You are doing this thing. And so you need to be having this thing. It needs to be in your hands already. But a lot of us suffocate our desires and our dreams by holding on to them so tightly. And I wrestled with that. I was like, of course, you have to be stubborn with your dream. You know, you have to do what you need to do. Until I got into a situation or position where the only thing that made sense to do in that moment was to let go. And so the only thing that made sense was to not just let go as in giving up, but surrendering. And the story that came to mind was a story of Abraham. So Abraham is longing for a child with Sarah, right? They want to have it for years and decades even. They get into their 90s, late 90s, and they don't have the child. They even conjure up a plan for themselves. They get a servant and they get a boy, Ishmael. And they want this thing so badly. And before all of this, God says to him, yo, Abraham, come through. Takes him outside and says, look at the stars. And Abraham looks at the stars and he finds it so impossible to count them because they are just so vast and many. And then he says, look at the sand. Looks at the sand, tries to count the grain, but the grain is just so much to count. And God says to them, as many as the stars, as many as the grains of sand, that is going to be your descendants, the number of your descendants. And imagine how torturous that is. Listen, dude, I'm asking for a child. We're trying to have a child. And you come and torture me with this dream. You come and torture me with this promise. And all he had to do after that was just believe that because God put it in my heart, he will bring it to pass.
Yeah.
And he tried and he tried and he tried. And to this day, the son that he planned for himself, surrogate son that he planned, is at war with the actual son. You know, if you understand the history, you'll understand the presence.
Mm-hmm.
But that was his plan. And one day the son comes, Isaac comes, and God says, hey, I want you to do something for me.
Yeah.
Let's go to the hill. And Abraham, you know, whenever we read anything like this, I mean, Abraham was a faithful man. Abraham was a righteous man. We don't think that he could have actually contended with God about this. Like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted this for so long. You took me out and you promised me. What do you mean I must now take the son that I waited for so long and go sacrifice him? And God says, let's go. He picks up his son. They go to the mountain. And as he's there, the son can calculate, we've got everything. Everything we need is here except for, and he says, sir, where is the lamb?
Mm.
And I guess a breakthrough moment for all of us is what Abraham says in that moment. And he says, God will provide himself a lamb.
Yeah.
And just as he lifts his knife, ready to sacrifice the promise, God says, whoa, because in the distance he hears, bah, and there, the ram was ready to get sacrificed. And so while I was encouraging, let's be the people who do the things, and I still believe in that. We need to put ourselves in a position where we're like, this is who I am because this is what God has promised me, right? And this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get to a place where we don't fixate and we don't obsess about having the thing to a point where we want to manifest it in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that God will never torture you with a dream, and it's true. If you put it in your heart, trust that he as a way of getting it out there. And so letting go is basically saying to him, I know that you will order my steps. So as far as doing is concerned, you will show me what to do. I mean, there's a verse in Isaiah that says, and you will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so where the doing part is concerned, he will order our steps. And who we need to be is the righteous person whose steps are ordered by the Lord, because it's not everybody's steps that are ordered, if we read that part correctly, if we read that verse correctly. But the having is his to look to. The having is his to see to. Ours is just positioning ourselves to be the person and then doing the things and trusting that, as he said to Abraham, even in Genesis, that I will make you a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
I will bless you. I will curse those who curse you. The having is on God. The doing and the becoming is on us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm saying this to people who feel discouraged, because it is the end of the year.
Mm.
Some people had dreams and aspirations, and they're watching as the clock quickly turns to midnight on the 31st of December, and they're just like, Nyenzen, what did I do?
Mm.
And why did things go so wrong? But I really just want to say, maybe what you have to do is let go and not suffocate. And by letting go, I'm not saying resign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying surrender and let God see the dream he planted in your heart to finish.
A bit difficult, I must say, but nice.
Yes.
And it's easier to say it. It's easier to, you know, cook.
Trust me.
But
I think as somebody who is in that position, I understand it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we really suffocate the things that God wants to do, because we have an idea of how it should unfold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has other plans. So maybe the best thing is to let the plan go and trust that if God put it there, if God said it will happen, it will surely happen. Difficult? 100%.
Now, Mpumi, tell me, while you let the dream go and not suffocate it, which I think is quite a beautiful ideal, but how do you then keep the dream at arm's length, as it were? Because if you let it go, you may actually end up forgetting about it and doing other things, and only to resurface years later and my goodness, it's even late to actually even pursue it. So how do you, while you let it go, you don't lose sight of it? I think that's the most tricky part, not so?
I think when I'm talking about the letting go, I'm really talking about it happening in the way we thought it would happen.
I get you. Mm.
Yes. Mm. It's not so much the desire or the aspiration, because remember, you are still doing the things, right?
I get you.
In obedience and listening to God's ordered steps, you're still doing the things. It's just letting go of the way we thought it should come about, the way we thought it should happen. And maybe sometimes it not going our way is basically God saying, because this is the way I want you to go. This is the way I want to bring it to pass. So that is what we're letting go of, our idea of how it should unfold.
Well, Mbumi, we're going to be ending the year literally in the next 3 weeks or so. But 2024 will be gone, done and dusted. And man, can you believe it? Just the other time we were actually beginning with 2024 and now...
You mean yesterday, right?
Just yesterday, literally yesterday. We're beginning with the year and sending congratulations and messages to those who made it in this side. And now we... literally wrapping up, and you know, I was saying it saying earlier when we were starting the show, you know, to the matriculants and those who are writing examinations. Well, you had a dream. You wanted to finish your matric. You wanted to finish that degree. You wanted to finish that program in honors, etc. And now it's time that you wrap it up. And congrats to those who have made it. I must say that the year is getting to an end. 3 weeks to go. Our listeners, some of them are a little edgy in terms of what then? Because I really need to get into a space where I am fulfilled. You remember we spoke about fulfillment at the beginning. So what are those tips that you could give to say to our listeners? And of course, I'm going to benefit from that. Okay, here are the tips. The year is ending. Take stock of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and perhaps look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the next chapter.
Yeah. So the tips are going to sound, the tips are going to be so obvious because it's something we've been speaking about the entire time, right?
Yes.
But the first one that I want to speak to is this. If there is one being, and I'm going to say on earth for the sake of this conversation, right? If there is one being on earth who knows what they are doing, it is God.
Uh-huh.
I think it's hard to trust anybody because we know that people fail us. We've seen them fail us before. But if there is one person who's not, one person being that is not figuring anything out, who's seen the end from the beginning, it is God. And so entrusting our future to him is the best thing that we can do. So that's tip number one. I think that should put... give us relief, right? To say, okay, I don't have to figure it all out. He's got it. So that's number one. Number two, it is the doing bit, right? Okay, maybe let me move to the becoming. I think there is nothing. There is nothing that is going to be as detrimental as an opportunity coming before you are prepared for it. Because what happens when an opportunity comes is that it either reveals you or it catapults you, right? If you're not prepared, it reveals you for the sham that you are. I mean, waiting for something you're not ready for. But when you are ready, it catapults you. So I think the first thing, well, the second thing to do is then be in position. Prepare yourself or be the person for whom when that thing comes, it will not be, it will not take you by surprise. It will not be, you know. So if you are saying, I want to be a mining engineer for argument's sake, then be the person who is ready to get into that position if that thing should come. So it's that, essentially, being prepared for the moment so that when it comes, it catapults you and it doesn't expose you. And then the third and last thing is then also be taking strides towards that thing, because I think it is futile to say we want something and not act in accordance to what it is we say we want. Again, the result is on God. 100%. We plant the seed, but he's the one that sees that seed growing in the first place, right? Ours is just to plant. So be prepared for the moment. Do the things that make sense. And when the time comes to have, trust that the person who is responsible responsible for it knows what he is doing. And he will not let us down like we've been let down before.
Beautiful. Well, Mpumi, before I let you go, some of the people may be joining this conversation for the second time, and others may have had last week. Please do tell us how to get hold of you. That's the first one. If people would want to speak to you about their situation, circumstances. And number two, what is it that you specialize in?
So I am a LinkedIn girly because I am very, very professional. So anyone can find me on Mpumi K. Mbonane on LinkedIn. That is where I am. And if they'd like to work with me further, all the details are there on my profile. But as I said initially, I am, maybe let me share this differently this time. I am the CEO of a consulting company called Purpose Practitioners Club. And our mission is to ensure that every professional engages and excels in any art, discipline, or profession that is in line with their purpose. And if that's you, Mpumi K. Mbonane on LinkedIn is where you will find me.
Mpumi K. Mbonane on LinkedIn. Thank you so much, Mpumi, for joining us this afternoon. It's a fantastic one. It's been a great one. Wishing you happy holidays, eh?
It's been such a pleasure. I hope it never ended. But thank you so much for having me, Zama. You've been a great sport. It's been great engaging with you. And happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Great stuff.
Cheers.
Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.